Hi there, listener. Thank you so much for tuning in to another awesome episode of The Random Bush Show. Just to let you know that there is some language and some content in this show that may not be suitable for everybody. Thank you so much once again for listening, and I hope that you enjoy the show. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so very much for joining us here at the Random Bush Show. I'm Sean Random. I co-host this show with Andrew Bush, and we are so happy that you've tuned in to listen to this little adventure of ours. So, without further ado, let's get right into it.
Today's episode is brought to us by Alternate Dimensions. Alternate Dimensions. Fun fact, I am an anomaly. I have no doppelgangers. There are no alternative versions of me. I only exist here on this iteration of Earth. Oddly, this is the only iteration without our evil alien overlords, the Caliph. Does my presence somehow save all of humanity from the iron fist of oppression that is the Caliph? Maybe. I don't know. You're welcome.
I ain't getting that market price fish. That's $36 for that shit.
I bought some salmon at the grocery store, and I took it home. Mm-hmm. I cooked it up, and as I was eating it, I realized, because, I mean, you can see fish really easily, like the flake of it or whatever. It was really fatty. You don't really see fatty fish that often, but this was like a fatty fish. And so I went to the trash and got the packaging and looked at it, and I realized it was farm-raised.
Oh, okay.
I was kind of...
They don't exercise.
Well, I was just kind of taken aback to the whole, like, in a farm-raised situation. I happen to know in New York where I grew up, there was an area called Fishkill, which coincidentally was, well, probably not coincidentally, I don't know how the language derives, but there was a huge fish hatchery there, and my school would go there and do summer, not summer things, what are those things when you're in school, but they take you someplace in the middle of the day?
Field trip.
That's it. We do field trips to the fish hatchery over in Fishkill, and we'd learn the life of fish, whatever. So I'm quite educated on the topic because I've been there, and I know that they eat millet and grain. They just kind of pour it into the water, and that's what the fish generally eat is millet and grain.
Seeds from trees.
But also, no. Millet and grain is like what we use to turn into flour and baked goods and things like that.
It grows out of the ground.
But they just...
Something fish would never really eat.
Well, also, they mix with it candy and food waste. All food waste. Like anything, all the broken M&Ms that gets mixed into. Like,
what?
That's
what happens? They just like ship, oh, there's a fish farm over here. Bring them all the defective M&Ms. All the ones that are like ends on them.
If you
those
go,
are what they eat.
If you open up like a bag of generic cow food at like a very large factory farm, it's a handful of broken Doritos and.
Like real broken,
broken
Doritos?
Broken M&Ms.
Or like just like food
these are the
waste,
fa-
food
these are the factory cast-offs.
Wow.
The factory can't sell this to humans, so they repackage it, mix it with like factory cast-off dog food, factory cast-off cat food, and then mix all that with like millet and grain, and then it becomes
and these
cow
are real
food.
Freak things that happen too. But, like but somewhere there is a bag of Cheetos that had one giant Cheeto in it.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Wow. And then they feed that to cows.
Right. But also that same food is fed to like pigs, to sheep, to fish. Yeah, that kind of thing. And that's how we get fat fish.
By putting old defective M&Ms in Doritos.
Yeah.
I got out of the factory.
I ate secondhand M&Ms that had been filtered through
other fish. But they just put that shit in there. So let's say they fuck up in a bag and they get all Dorito dust. They just pour that Cool Ranch dust in the fish?
No, that just gets mixed in with all the millet and everything.
Oh, my God.
It becomes, like, it all gets mixed up into a big pot, and then they put it into
individual
bags. So
these fish don't even know what the fuck they're eating.
I don't think the fish care about what they're eating.
No, they do. I'm sure they bite into it, and they're like, God damn, what was that? Like, well, oh, that was disgusting. Like, you'd want more of it. They don't just mindlessly just go nom, 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 do they?
But they're fish. I don't think that they have, like, a preference.
I'm just saying.
But in nature, they would have had access to their natural diet and the appropriate foods that they should eat. Yeah. And
they shouldn't be eating Doritos, that's for sure.
But also fish are supposed to change areas dramatically. They spend this part of, like, fish have cycles. They spend this part of the year up in this area where the bug life and plant life and, you know, their fauna is very different. And then they travel down to this part of the area of the world.
And these fish that you eat, the fatty fish that sit in a pool and eat Skittles all day.
Well, they don't sit in a pool. They've got kind of like this ridiculous maze. Mm-hmm. And there's different stops along the maze that are where there's different buildings where different things can happen to them. Or they can all be pulled off into a series of different tanks where they can be drugged or
why do they do like that? Why don't they just like make an artificial lake and then pour them all in there and then go fish it out?
I have no idea. It must be easier to manage all the fish because
you're shooting fish in a barrel at that point. You know,
it literally is. There was this one room that just had a series of tanks that were next to one another and they could shift them over like train tracks. So all the fish could just pile up into this tank and then they just shift that whole thing over, drain out the water. There's all these fish. Then they just put that tank on the back of a truck, send it off to the factory to get them all cut up and, I don't know, de-gilled and
deboned
and de-gutted and all that kind of stuff and then turned into breaded fish fry.
Is that the majority of grocery stores? You go over to like Ralph's or something like that and you have the fish that are laying out like in the seafood area. Are those all like farm raised or are those like local catch things? Like I always wonder that.
Mix and match. You got to read the packages. Okay. Most of the stuff that's frozen, okay, they do this weird thing where they say it's ocean caught, but in Alaska, there are fish farms that are like on inlets. You know what I mean? So they've like built like a dam and they've created their fish farm in there. Technically, that's still the ocean, but it's a fish farm within the ocean. Do you see what I'm saying? So so they say like, oh, these are all ocean caught fish.
Because the amount of money that it
kind
costs.
Kind of.
Like most farm raised fish are like freshwater.
No. Farm raised fish are farm raised fish. Freshwater fish are freshwater fish.
Well, I'm saying they're. But my point is they're not raised in salt water.
No, that would be like ocean fish.
Yeah. I don't know. Fish in general. Like there's only type of like fish can either breathe in salt water or they can breathe in fresh water.
Oh, right. Yeah. Those are specific types of
that's the specific type of fish. You're never going to find a bass like in a lake. You know what I mean? You're never going to find a swordfish in a lake. You can't find a shark in a lake.
Right. You can't put saltwater fish in fresh water and fresh devices.
So what I'm saying is that all the ones that are raised on farm are all
can you imagine the poor goldfish that's dropped into the ocean? Like, oh, the salt! Oh, the salt!
My eyes, they burn! Yeah.
The salt!
I'm glad there's not two types of air for that reason. You know what I mean?
No, true that.
They're just like, oh, I guess sort of living in L.A.
I was just
going to
say, there kind
of
is.
We have the fresh air and then we have the L.A. air, which is this polluted smog shit that burns your eyes.
And now, Random Bush is proud to present a reading from the secret journals of David Wayne Dunlap.
Wednesday, 1:23 p.m. Hair is appearing on my body at an alarming rate. This was anticipated based on information obtained within health class and personal observations of my own within the boys' locker room. And there is nothing gay about that. Regardless what the other boys say. I do not like the hair, as it is a gathering space for bacteria and moisture. My nether regions are quickly becoming a watering hole for ne'er-do-wells and disease. In the meantime, I shall procure a razor and research further chemical solutions.
As always, we thank you for joining us. This has been a reading from the Secret Journals of David Wayne Dunlap.
Sort Jesus of. Was persecuted for being poor.
Yeah.
If he was rich, that story would have played out a lot different.
if Jesus was rich, that story would have never happened.
Well, he would have paid someone else to carry the cross.
Yeah. none of that would have happened. He's just been like, I don't need to go around walking everywhere and riding on stupid donkeys telling
all
people about things.
All his rich friends would be like, that Jesus, he talks a lot.
So that's hippie Jesus. Then there's also black Jesus. Now, part of me agrees with the idea of black. I understand. Yes, Jesus was, but Jesus was not like I want to be clear.
He wasn't
like,
African,
right? Exactly. Yeah, like Jesus. There wasn't a black Jesus, which is what we've been getting. I've seen a lot of pictures of black Jesus, and it's like no. I don't think Jesus was black as much as he was I think the term is Sephardic Jewish or something like that. But I saw a picture that was a composite that was made by some university that was the generalized face of what an average man at that age in that time frame should have looked like. And he didn't look like a white dude and he didn't look like a black dude. So I don't think there was a white Jesus. I don't think there was a black Jesus. If Jesus was a person, he looked like the people of the area
at
the time.
He was very like olive skinned, curly hair, dark eyes, sort of
probably
dark features.
Maybe 4 feet, maybe 5 feet tall at the most. They were not a tall people. Maybe a little bit more squat and right. like sturdy looking.
And that's a really weird thing. Like, if you had a time machine, you go back in time and you're like, oh yeah, I wanted to meet like everyone. Like, there's a lot of people who want to do that. You get a time machine.
Oh, right.
Who's go the one person you want to meet? Jesus. Oh, I want to meet Jesus. So you go back in time, you get out of your time machine, you're like, all right, where is he? And you, this 4 foot, he's got like a
hobbit
curly afro
guy.
Hobbit little man comes up to you. He's like, yeah, what's up?
Yep, I'm Jesus.
Hey, that's me.
Well, no, I wanted to meet hippie Jesus.
No, no.
He's like real tall and he plays hacky sack. He's got a beard.
He's gorgeous. He wears this beautiful red robe. He's got blue eyes. He's really well. No,
usually
no, no.
has like a lamb or something with him.
Yeah.
Have you seen a big white dude with a lamb? That's the
anybody,
guy I'm looking
that's
for.
That's what I'm looking for. He's super cool. Like, no, 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 that's me.
Yeah, I'm Jesus.
I'm Jesus. He's like, no.
I'm the Pharisee.
No, not you. Nuh-uh. Bullshit.
So, and then to round out the list, there's baby Jesus. I think baby Jesus is a relatively new version of Jesus in the sense that it's just been in the last like 50 years. It's almost kind of like a specifically white trash kind of Jesus in the sense that, you know, oh, bless your heart, sweet baby Jesus, come down and kiss you on the chin. Or, you know, some, you know, you hear like that specific iteration of Jesus.
It becomes more of a deity, I think, at that point. Because otherwise, when you are praying to, if you're praying to like a full grown, like 33-year-old man, you're a little bit like, eh. I don't know. That's a little bit weird. Like,
no,
praying
I'm praying
to
a 2049-year-old man. He's,
yeah,
well, he's aged the entire
right.
time.
Well, I mean, like when you see the pictures of him, but yeah.
Well,
but
actually, I'm sorry.
Personifying him as a little tiny baby, you're kind of like, you know, he looks like Buddha. He's like
little
a little
Jesus.
Yeah, hi, baby.
He's in his manger.
He's not gonna do anything he's bad. What you gonna
Jesus.
Do, baby Jesus?
You're the cutest little baby Jesus
what
ever.
You for us, baby Jesus? You gonna forgive our sins, baby Jesus? Baby Jesus, are you gonna take us to heaven, baby Jesus? And then when you die, you just ride on baby Jesus's like giant baby head. You're like,
oh, so baby Jesus is a giant.
I just
never see it because he's always against
clouds. Of course,
right.
It's not
and so it's proportion.
It's a little tiny baby
oh, that's
Jesus.
Weird. So you see baby Jesus coming at you, and you don't realize he's already there. Like, oh wow! I never knew that you were such. Of course you are.
Perspective of which you see little baby Jesus from. He's
that's
like,
a giant diaper.
He's a huge baby. But go on. Why?
I'm sorry. The giant.
Giant baby.
Just a giant baby Jesus.
Goo 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 god.
Oh no!
Oh no, baby
this
Jesus!
This is not what I thought at all.
Oh, look out! Here comes a giant titty.
This is going someplace weird. Okay.
And just say shit. There was no freedom of speech or whatever. So when he started saying stuff, he just started saying outrageous stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Much like, you know, George Carlin. George Carlin's going to do his 7 words or whatever. The difference is that back then, they would kill you for that sort of crap. You
right.
can't just do that. If you piss somebody off, they're not just going to go, well, you know, we got to live in this world that everybody lives in. And I'm not. No, they go,
oh,
fuck you, I'm going to kill
different
you.
Different place
yeah.
and different rules. And sure, yeah.
I mean, that this is what happened, you know, like, let's say with, you know, there's George Carlin with his 7 deadly words. 7 deadly words?
Whoa.
7.
What are the 7 deadly
the
words?
7 words you can't say on radio. And
television.
Yeah, on television. 7 words you can't say on television. You know what? If you don't know what that is, then... I don't know.
You really should.
Read a book.
Yeah.
Like, or something.
Where have you been?
Yeah. And so when Jesus came out and he was going, there's only one God and he loves all of you and nobody's going to hell and the Romans are bastards. People were going, what? He's saying what's on my mind, man. First of all, he's totally like gelling with what I'm saying.
Right.
And second of all, he's a bit of a celebrity. Like he, you know, like I said, he would go to these different places and he would do this or do that. All of the places that he went, he could have just made up this story.
Well, also, when he gets up and he starts talking, everybody in the audience goes, yo, that's Jesus. That's the guy that created wine from water, and
yeah.
he walked on water, and he heals all those people, and I heard he's hung. Like,
well, it would
he's
be
the
a-
Brad Pitt of this day. Like,
yeah.
oh, everybody, look. See that guy? Shit, he's cool.
Yeah, he's the guy.
Also,
I mean,
there's some psychological something to a person who stands in front of a crowd and speaks and is listened
yeah.
to, and it gives him kind of like a leader type of quality, and that's admirable and
yeah.
somewhat.
I mean, that's what they're saying is that he was, you know, he started doing his Pharisee thing at like the age of 12 or 13. By the time he's got all these followers, he's got all these things. I mean, and followers, come on, man. We got Twitter and shit now. This is the equivalent to it. He's got literal followers.
You're right, yeah.
When you ever say, oh, I'm following this person, yeah, disciples. He's got people who are like, going back to like MySpace or Facebook, your top 10 people, he's got a top 12 like homies. He's got a crew.
That's true.
That he hangs
out
with.
This is very true.
He's got a posse. You see what I'm saying?
No,
he's got an entourage that goes with
all
them.
The modern equivalents.
Yes.
It's actually, had it took place today, it would have been through Facebook.
Exactly.
And Twitter and Instagram and things of that
and
nature.
And he would be coming out. He's got 12 disciples with him. He's got a crew of 12. He comes out. They're all going, yo, man, get up there and tell that shit. Gets up in front of everybody. Drops some knowledge on everybody. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're having a really good fun time out there right now. Coming to the stage now all the way from Jerusalem. Can you believe it? This young comedian. He's great. Please give it up for your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, ladies and gentlemen. Give him a hand.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. It's so good to be here. What a great audience. Huh. Well, I just flew in from Jerusalem, and boy, are my arms tired. No, really, I flew here. Yeah, it's one of my lesser-known powers. See, there's the, I got the whole healing hands. That's really more the bread and butter, but everybody knows about that one. There's the transmutation of water, but I save that really for the weekends. It's just more for, like, funsies, you know? And flight, as we had just talked about. And, of course, my final power is forgiveness. What's that? Oh, you don't think forgiveness is a superpower? Well, I'll tell you what. I forgive you. My dad says hi. Yeah, he's a super popular guy. Everybody loves him. It's really difficult, you know, being the son of such a famous guy. Maddox and Jaden, they don't know what they're missing. Blanket. Hey, he has a good idea, actually. He had it pretty rough. My dad's extremely supportive of me being a stand-up comic. Well, he's supportive by nature. I guess that's part of his gig. He has a great sense of humor himself. He just shows it in strange ways, like Kevlar. Did you know that Kevlar in its natural form is Day-Glo Orange? Yeah, a lot of people didn't know that. When you think about it, hilarious. Or the platypus. Oh, man, me and the old man have laughed a lot about that old platypus. Come on, man, a beaver with a duck bill that lays eggs? Ridiculous. Dad really must have tied one on the day he invented that. I've been making efforts to modernize my teachings. Today's Christian is very succinct. We move in a very fast-paced world, and when considering that, I've summed up all the Ten Commandments into one easy-to-remember super commandment, and it is as follows. Don't be a dick. Yeah, it's a really simple philosophy. Don't be a dick. But I feel if you just, you know, if you pursue and really persist on not
Love
being
you,
a
Jesus.
Dick, I told you to wait by the cameras. Priests really crack me up. They're very conflicted individuals. Leave it to a bunch of guys who swore off sex to invent the schoolgirl outfit. Am I right? Or am I right? If Christians are so excited about faith, why are they so stuffy about gambling? Do you realize that every nun everywhere in the world is married? To me? Yeah. You have no idea what a prolific polygamous alimony payment looks like. All right, guys, that's my time. Thank you so much. And remember, I love you. All right. You've been a great audience. Have a great night.
Jesus, ladies and gentlemen, give him a big hand. Everyone claps, everyone laughs, everyone's entertained by him. Just the Romans and the people who were like, you know, they're like, he can't be saying that shit.
Well, he was saying things that were against their political
exactly.
line.
Exactly. So whenever I...
Also, he wasn't a very popular character with them because he would, he hated the idea of classism.
Yeah.
The rich and the poor.
Right,
and
right.
He spoke out against that a lot. Like,
right.
Modern Christians, like, I get so upset when I see people who are clearly wealthy and they take a very staunch Christian perspective.
Right.
And they're not... being Christians. They're not outwardly giving and helping and helping forgiving and
yeah.
things like that. Like you see a lot of people who are Christian in just name, especially in like politics world. And,
right. Oh, and it's more easy for a camel to pass through a needle of an eye than it is for a rich man to get into heaven.
Right. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
It's straight up. From that's what Jesus said. That's in the King James Bible. That's what he said. Well, I mean, nothing against like someone just being rich, but that is something in there. It's the same thing with the people that get like the tattoos. Like you ever seen like a tattoo that's like God is good?
Right.
It's like your body is your temple. Why are
you're
defacing
really not supposed
it?
To do
yeah,
that.
Like that's these are all things that
that's
were
a contradiction in and of itself.
And what's really even weird, even as we're having this conversation, neither one of us are really truly religious, but I respect the idea that there was a man who did all this stuff way back in the day.
Oh, that's a complicated. I'm not religious.
Yeah.
I know that's a double negative. I was raised religious.
Right.
Not overtly intensely. There was a time in my life when I was very seriously like born again Christian. Like this is in my earlier years. I was raised in the Christian church and I didn't really fall away from that until I got into like my early 20s and was experiencing a little life and my world was getting a little larger and, you know, things of that nature. I definitely believe in something, but I like the idea of religion, but I don't like the idea of church.
Yeah.
I don't like being spoon-fed.
Because you get bored.
No, I just don't like being
It's boring in here.
No,
what's
like
this guy talking about?
I like the ceremony of it all. That's just for like, I like that like I like theater.
Yeah.
That's not a religious experience for me. I think religion is more of a personal experience that you have day in and day out.
It's about belief.
Yeah, or something like that. I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to proselytize or whatever, but at the same time, I don't need some book to tell me how to be religious.
Right.
Or somebody to stand in my way and say, oh, well, you have to pay this much, you have to do this, and you have to come here at this time, and you have to check all these. No, I don't need any of that. That's not what religion is. That's some weird business that's been attached to religion. That's what church is. Church is some weird business that's attached itself to religion through community.
Right.
Wow. That's
kind of like how porn is a weird business that's attached itself to having sex. Huh? Because they make money off of it, off of the idea, and it's something that you do for free naturally.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the way that I think of it.
Yeah.
Like, that's a weird correlation, but think about it. If you believe something, you believe it on your own and on your own standards.
No,
you don't need
sense,
anybody
yeah.
making profit off of it. Just like having sex, you can go and have sex with whoever, and there's nobody profiting off the fact that you're having sex. But here comes along somebody that says, give us money so that we can exploit those beliefs, and someone else that says, give us money so we can exploit people having sex.
You make an excellent point.
Yeah.
How do we profit off of all that free sex?
Right. but it is.
Andrew and I and all the actors in the cast and all the people on the crew and all of the other many other people that are involved behind the scenes work very, very hard on this show, and we do that because we believe in it. We care about it. We want it to become something larger than it is, and we want for everybody to be able to discover it, but they're not going to be able to do so if you don't leave a comment. So if you like the show, leave us 5 stars and a quick review. It would mean the world to us. Thank you so very much. And now, back to the show.
Remember, kids, Selfish Unicorn always says,
classic manners will always matter most. Keep your elbows off the table. Always say please and thank you. And it's always ladies before gentlemen. And unicorns before everyone. Get out of my way!
All right. Well, we've come to the end of another podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed, and we'll see you next week. Hopefully, if you tune into Podcast World, which I hope you do. Thank you so much, and have a good day.